Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Ryan Burroughs, the WGN Radio News Director, and also our sort of, you are our Olympics correspondent, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yeah, I've been keeping tabs on everyone from the Chicago area who's headed to the Games, and as well as everything that's going on, not only here in the United States, but also in Japan. Just found out today that Tokyo has seen its highest COVID-19 cases since May. So not a good sign. Now, that being said, a lot of these athletes are going over there vaccinated. In fact, they expect 80% of the people who attend the games, whether they be officials, coaches, athletes, will be media personnel, will be completely vaccinated. So they think they're in a safe place. It's just the public, the Japanese public, they're concerned about.
Do you have an opinion about, or what is the world saying about the U.S. sprinter, the woman who tested positive for marijuana, which is not a performance-enhancing drug, and it's legal in many states, and it was legal in the state in which she resided and took it, but then she has marijuana in her system, and that disqualifies her, according to the IOC, for participating in the games.
Okay, so here's my thought process on this. So Sha'Carri admitted that she it's not as though she said I didn't take it or it was in some kind of food or something like that. I can tell here's my perspective. I've spoken with all these athletes. They tell me the U.S. anti-doping agency, which tests all athletes, tests for everything, right? Anything that's illegal, they test for. If you are an athlete that's on Team USA, doesn't matter if you're a swimmer, a basketball player, water polo player, doesn't matter. You have to let the USADA know every single day where you are going to be for 1 hour. And they could come knocking at your door. It could be 4 in the morning, could be 3 in the morning, could be 10 o'clock at night. You could be on vacation. You could be in college. You could be training overseas. You never know when that person is going to come knocking at the door. You give them a window that they can do it, but my guess is Sha'Carri probably hadn't been tested for a while and just assumed that she was in the clear. This is something that they know they cannot do, and, you know, she did it, and she got
Richardson,
caught.
Yeah, Sha'Carri Richardson's her name, so she's not going to represent the USA then?
She won't, and there's a lot of discussions, and these discussions are going to be had. Should marijuana be one of the banned substances? Well, right now, internationally, which is what the WADA, which is in control of the World Anti-Doping Agency, which is in control of what are the legal drugs, the USADA follows their policy, follows these procedures. So whatever WADA says is what USADA is going to do, and those are the rules. You and I can't pitch a game at Wrigley Field later today having sticky tack. We could probably go to a place and buy it. We can't, you know, put suntan lotion on and pitch a baseball with it. Right now, that's against league rules. You and I can't go to GNC or the vitamin store and participate in some sports because even though those vitamins might be legal, it's not something that you
those
and I
rules.
Would be able to perform.
You got to know the rules.
And, yeah, exactly.
And the fact that she may have been doing it to help her also cope with personal loss in her life is beside the point.
I mean, these athletes, everyone I speak to, is very aware of the things that they put into their bodies at all times. USADA and WADA have applications on their phone. They could look up. If they went to the Panera Bread and got a donut or a bagel, they could look up every ingredient on that bagel, know exactly what's in there, and if it is legal for them to put in their system and if they will test positive. So information is not an issue in this case.
Let's talk about some Chicago athletes. Who else have you been following? Who's a good story?
Oh, I love this because it happened on Friday. I had reached out to Nefeli Papadakis. She I don't know if you call her a judo player, a judo athlete from Gurnee. She trains here in Chicago. I thought she had qualified, and I reached out to her. I said, you know, I keep going to the USA Judo site, and it says you haven't qualified yet. She said, we're supposed to learn on Saturday. Sure enough, Friday she texted me and she says, I'm in. So
oh, wow.
It's quite exciting. I've watched all of her Facebook posts on it and people are sharing it. So that's one person to watch. Today featured on our Facebook page, Kevin McDowell from Geneva, triathlete. He ended up getting put on the team. He's a cancer survivor. So he actually has been through this whole process of having to wear masks and social distance from people. So he has some concerns going into these games.
What kind of capacity are they going to have in the arenas, indoors and outdoors?
We don't know. It sounded as though they were going to open things up a little more, but now with this latest increase, we'll see if that's the case. One of the concerns that I'm hearing from athletes is, and they want to participate in the opening ceremonies, they want to participate in the closing ceremonies, but they also don't want to get stuck in a point where if there is a positive test at the opening ceremonies, they all of a sudden get isolated for their competition.
The protocol is now you've been exposed.
Exactly. So what's the point in that? You know, might as well just hang out in Olympic Village and watch it on TV. And it's going to be a very different opening and closing ceremonies. That's for sure.
Do you get the feeling from the athletes that their experience is compromised then, that this will be the downer Olympics?
You know, they're anxious, they're excited, and whatever happens, you know, they're not in control of, so they're anxious to go and get there, and they've had a lot of international competitions at this point where they feel comfortable in the so-called bubbles that they've been put in.
I got more questions for you about Chicago area athletes. Ryan Burrow, WGN Radio News Director, covering the Olympics. So Ryan's our news director, he's in the studio, we're talking about the Olympics, which are when again?
The 23rd, they start July 23rd with the opening ceremonies.
2 weeks from about now, huh?
Friday.
Yeah. So they will have an opening ceremony?
There will be an opening ceremonies. Now, whether or not athletes will be participating in them is obviously a big question. I can tell you one interesting thing about the closing ceremonies. There are specific rules in place with these athletes as far as where they can go, when they can go there. In fact, when they land, we may have talked about this, when they land in Tokyo, they will literally be whisked away from the airport. They're not allowed to stop at any of the stores or even restaurants at the airport. They have to be picked up by a specific car that's going to bring them to wherever their residence is going to be, whether it's a hotel or Olympic Village, and they'll pretty much have to stay in a certain I don't want to say bubble, but it essentially is, but their activity log will have to represent them going to practice, to where they're sleeping, to their competitions, and that's pretty much it. So this idea that, hey, I'm going to go, you know, try to catch Simone Biles at the lunch counter, I just don't think that that's going to be reality this time around.
Do we know who the U.S. men's basketball team is going to be?
We do, yeah. You know, Kevin Durant's going to be on there. Kevin Love's going to be on there. Zach LaVine is going to be on there. One of the things that, you know, is really cool for him, a guy who had such a breakout season on a team that probably underperformed this year with the Bulls, is that he's got a chance to win a gold medal, and that would be really cool for him to come back to Chicago with that around his neck.
Which teams are going to be most competitive? Will the U.S. men's and women's gymnastics teams be up there?
The gymnastics is where the focus is going to be. That's going to be your primetime television right there. We, of course, love track and field, and once we start understanding who the names are and understanding their backstories a little bit, that'll be fun. Swimming is always a fun night. I know Ryan Murphy, who was born in Chicago, is one of the captains of that swim team. Katie Ledecky, a name we've heard for the last couple Olympic cycles. She's not 17 anymore. She's older, and she's still blowing everyone out of the water. So between Ledecky and Simone Biles, and of course, obviously, the men's and women's basketball teams, I think those are probably going to be your hot, hot watches during these games.
I was fascinated by a story in Sports Illustrated about that one knucklehead from a couple Olympics ago, the swimmer, the guy who got in trouble. Who am I thinking of?
No, I know who you're talking about. His name's slipping my mind. No,
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte. There you go.
He was working hard to make this team. I know he's not a Chicagoan, but I don't know if
he did not qualify. No, not this time around. There are actually a lot of 2016s, people from 2016 who did not qualify. You know, it's interesting because a lot of these athletes were kind of at the peak of their performance, and you know, you might be able to squeeze two Olympics in there, but two Olympics and an extra year due to the pandemic. I mean, you've got a lot of 32-year-olds who are 33 now who, you know, may have aged out of their sport a little bit or you know, in gymnastics, outside of Simone Biles, usually by the age of 21, you've kind of aged out of your sport. So,
are all the countries participating? Nobody's boycotting, or pandemic hasn't kept a team or a country from participating?
Uganda's had a couple issues with some of their athletes. Hopefully they'll be healthy enough to perform, but as far as we know, everyone's in.
How many from Chicagoland are represented? Do you know?
Boy, we're probably around 20, 25-ish right now. Yeah, it all depends on how you take the Chicago area, you know, where you take the circle at. If you go down to Champaign, Boody, Illinois, actually in central Illinois, is for where Lauren Doyle's from. She's a rugby player. This will be her second Olympics. And of course, we got Hannah Roberts, who's actually in southern Michigan, but kind of practiced a lot in South Bend. So if you go a little farther east, we've got a couple people in southern Wisconsin as well.
So soccer is an Olympic sport, right?
Soccer is. The women's national team will be performing. You've got three Chicago Red Stars on that team, which will be really cool. Julie Ertz is on that team. So she'll get a shot. And the interesting thing about the women's national soccer team, I mean, they win the World Cup, right? You've got Megan Rapinoe and Carly Lloyd and names we all know and love. They're older now. They're all in their mid to late 30s. So this is an older team. They're trying to win back the gold because they actually lost in 2016. They took bronze in 2016 after getting upset in Sweden. So they've got some unfinished business from what I'm hearing.
What about the men's side?
Men did not qualify this year.
Men's soccer,
they just haven't qualified since 2008. It's been a disappointment for U.S. Soccer. You know, they really thought they had a chance this year, but they couldn't perform.
Well, but the U.S. men's soccer program has never been on par with the women.
No, well, the men's, no, they haven't quite reached that. Pay-wise, the men are
on par with, ironic, if not higher. Isn't it?
Yeah. But no, as far as the quality of the performance, no. Now, the interesting thing about the men, though, is this is the U23 team. For the men, it's got to be the U23 teams from each nation that participate
under
on the men's side.
Under 23 years old?
Yeah, not the for the women, anyone who's professional can participate.
In other words, pro soccer players don't participate in the Olympics on the men's side?
They do, but they've got to be under 23.
Oh, that's interesting. And then what about baseball?
Baseball is really interesting, too. Mike Socha is the head coach of the manager, I should say, of the USA baseball team. We had a chance to talk to him. Go to Quest for Gold on the WGN website. Joe Bryant and I had a chance to sit down and talk with him via Zoom. He had to patch together a team. These athletes cannot have major league experience this year. So it's a very weird scenario for him. He's got to pick a bunch of minor league baseball players who won't get the call up to the bigs, right, before the games, because if they do, and they've already had between qualifying and the Olympics, a couple guys get called up, so they're off the team.
So get a really good team, but not too good
not
a team.
Not too good. And you've got some other guys who are not in baseball right now. We're talking about Todd Frazier being one of them, David Robertson. These are former White Sox who aren't with a Major League Baseball team right now. So you've got some 35-plus-year-olds who have joined this group of 20-somethings to participate.
Sounds like adult league baseball. Is Dave Kaplan on this team, too?
He might be. But I got to tell you, USA baseball is no lock for the gold. I mean, you've got Japan, you've got Korea, you've got you've got Cuba, you've got Puerto Rico. So some of these nations are obviously very good at baseball, and we'll give them a run for their money. That's
this
sure.
is all taking place in Tokyo and surrounding areas.
Yeah, exactly.
And it starts in a couple of weeks.
Oh, Maggie Shea, by the way, I want to point out, Maggie Shea, a sailor from Wilmette, is actually doing a fundraiser at the Chicago Yacht Club. This is where she trained. She and her partner are going to be here this week raising funds. So check her out, Maggie Shea, on Facebook, and she's got all the information for you.
By the way, last time, Ryan Burrows in our studio, our news director, I know we have to pause here in just a minute, but last time you were with us, you mentioned that there's 3-on-3 basketball,
yeah,
which I think is hilarious, and that the U.S. did not qualify.
The men didn't qualify. The women did.
Women did.
Stephanie Dolson from the Chicago Sky is on that team. We've got her interview coming up on Friday for Quest for Gold. Really cool story. I mean, she's obviously played 5-on-5 all of her life, but this presented an opportunity, and she goes, my game is simple, it's basic, and it works great for 3-on-3, and sure enough, she made the team.
Would you have 4 players on that with a sub or
4,
5?
Yeah. Yeah, 4 players.
Yeah, and producer Aleph said nothing. Any other sports that are new or unique to the Olympics this year?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Any other sporting events that are new or unique?
Hannah Roberts, who's BMX biker, she's going to do freestyle this year. That's brand new. Climbing is new. Surfing is new this year. So there are a few sports. And next time around in London, they're going to have a break dancer.
Is Candace Parker on the women's team?
She is not. Not on the 5-on-5, not on the 3-on-3.
Because she didn't want to be?
Yeah, I mean, they had a pool that they selected from. I don't know. Candace Parker could do whatever she wants, and you know, if she wanted to be on the team, I'm sure she would have a spot. But she's not.
So,
on the roster.
What is this climbing event like? Do you know?
Sports climbing. It's become real big. They've got it at a lot of gyms and clubs around here. A lot of these athletes are from Utah and from Nevada, and you know, places where you can find caves. There is one climber from, and it's, her name's slipping my mind, from Minnesota. But yeah, it's race climbing.
Oh, I was just going to say, What's the competition? Who gets up there the fastest?
You got it.
Okay, Ryan, keep doing what you're doing. We always appreciate your knowledge and enthusiasm for the games, and we'll continue to talk with you about that through July. When's the closing of the Olympics then? I guess two weeks.
August 9th, I want to say, whatever the Sunday is, that last Sunday.
Got it.
8th.
Got it. Okay. Nice to see you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.